Praise the Lord, everyone.
I want to thank you, and I want to agree with my husband and my son, and she's for Christ. You've been a blessing. Continue to do what you're doing. The Lord is going to reward you soon and very soon. Praise God. You know, we're down here now worshiping God. But you, can you imagine what it's going to be like up there? You know, this is just a taste. I mean, this is just a taste. When we get up there, I'm going to be walking on streets of gold. I'm going to be worshiping the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus. I'm not going up there to see three thrones. Not three gods. I'm going up there to see one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Praise God. And we must worship that one God with everything inside of us. Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank Pastor, his wife, and Sister Cherie, I believe. Yes. And you wonderful saints of God. I know I have a friend here who is back from back home. She's sitting right here. Praise God. You know, you won't understand, but I don't know if she would understand when I say Yardie. You know, we're back from back home, from Jamaica. Praise God. That beautiful island. And I'm inviting all of you to go there someday. You're going to love it. Praise God. Praise God. It's a beautiful place. But, you know, God has been good to us. I'm going to share a little testimony with you folks. You know, praise is very powerful. Amen. When you praise God with everything inside of you, something is going to happen. Some chain is going to be broken. Some devil's going to run. Amen. Praise God. I remember, this is back home. It's a while back now. And this young lady, she would come to the altar every Sunday for prayer. And I would be the one to go to her and try to pray with her. But every time she began to pray, and the Lord moved upon her, you could see the stammering lips. And then she would do something like this. Then the next thing, she moved her hand. She said, I want to go home. You know, and I would allow her to go. But this happened for a few times. A few Sundays. And this one Sunday, she decided, it was a Sunday night service, she decided that she's going to run out the altar, but I grabbed her. She reached a point of speaking in tongues, but she just held it back. And I grabbed her and said, her name is Doreen. I said, Doreen, you're not leaving here tonight without the Holy Ghost. I said, you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. If I'm here till 2 in the morning, you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. And I insist, you know, you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. And I took her, we had a little prayer room down in the basement, like, and I called my husband. It was late in the night. It was maybe about 12 or 14 of us there, including her two sisters. And we went downstairs, and I said, okay, Patrick, you know, some ladies like to talk to the men more than the ladies. So I said, okay, Patrick, you talk to Doreen. See what is wrong. And he went, you know, with her aside, and he spoke with her, and he came back, and he said, okay, Jean, we're going to pray again. That's all he said. I said, okay. And we started praying. And she reached the point of speaking in tongues, and she just keep on holding it back, and just, and we have to pry her hand, move her hand. She, and we move her hand, and we move her hand. And the Lord said to me, let's form a circle around her. She was in the middle, and we all held hands. And the Lord said, praise him now. And I said to all of us in that room, I said, we're going to praise God with everything inside of us. And we began to praise God. And we started saying, hallelujah! We start praising, and she just burst out in tongues, rolling all over the floor. Praise God. That's when I learned how much prayer can do, praise can do for you. There's power in praise. You know what my husband told me after? Well, when she started speaking in tongues, she spoke in tongues, go home the next day, she's still speaking in tongues. I mean, she got it so flush. She could hardly speak English. Praise God. But you know what my husband told me after? When she was younger, her mother took her. I don't know if you heard about these churches in Jamaica. Really, it's demonic worship. Really. But they use the name of Jesus. But it's really demonic worship. And her mom took her there, and they form a circle around her. And she felt something, and she ran out of the circle. So that night, when the Lord told me, let's form a circle, you know what the Lord did? He reversed it right on the devil. He used the same circle to whip the enemy. Praise God. And I just said to myself, God, you have everything in control. You know everything. You know, I was so excited when he told me, what? She was in a circle before? My God, you are good. Yes. Praise God. So, church, when you're in problem, when you're in trouble, just begin to praise God. Just begin to praise him and call upon his name. Praise God. That's how I receive the Holy Ghost. That's how I received the Holy Ghost. I knelt at the altar. And I said, God, if this is what to take me to heaven, give it to me. I didn't even know anything about the Holy Ghost. I never learned anything. I just walked in that Pentecostal church. Never learned anything about the Holy Ghost. Never. And when I knelt at that altar, it was a crusade. And when I knelt at that altar, I said, God, you love me, and you know I love you. Yes. I said, I've never heard of this Holy Ghost that these people telling me about, because all I know is when I accept Christ, you live in me. I said, I don't have to speak in tongues. But I said, God, if this is what to take me to heaven, give it to me. And I never care who was standing there, because it was, as far as I know, it was just Jesus and me. Praise God. And when I knelt there, and I said, Jesus! The third time, I could only say, shh, and it was all tongues. God filled me with the Holy Ghost in less than a minute. If you're here tonight, and you need the Holy Ghost is for you tonight, not tomorrow. Not next week, but tonight. Now is the time. You can receive the Holy Ghost. You know, let me tell you something tonight. We're not in Africa tonight, but we are in the field. Yes. This is the field. Yes. You know, sometimes we don't realize how much God wants us to really work in his field, not just us. Praise God. This whole big world is one huge, humongous field. Jesus is the leader tonight. And we are the team to work with Jesus. Because he's He's our boss tonight. And we are the team. We are on his team. And you know, sometimes you call us foreign missionary. But you know, the thing is, we are all foreign missionaries. You know why? If you decide that you're going to make your home down here on this earth, then something is wrong. My Bible tells me we are pilgrims. We're passing through. We are citizens of heaven, not of this earth. So we are all foreign missionaries, because this world is not our home. And you have a part to play in this field. The Lord put you here, the Lord put us over there. But it's the one, same God we are working for. The same one work we are doing. It's no different. No different. You can go out on the street right now. You can see people and you can invite them. Come and worship with me. God wants you to come and worship him with us. You can tell them about the goodness of God. You can give them your testimony. You know how much people out there are dying? People are dying. It's not just in Africa, you know. People are dying in North America. You see what happened in Oklahoma? I just hope someone had gotten to those people. Because people need to hear the gospel. You know, I told the board when they appointed us to go on the foreign field, I said, look, I'd rather go there and die doing God's work than just sitting around doing nothing. Because you know what? It all boils down to only what is done for Christ is going to last. Everything else is going to fade. It's going to pass. So I'm telling you tonight, just think about it. God is looking for workers. The field out there is so ripe. We need to go and harvest. People are there. They need us. They need us. Please, tonight I'm asking you, friends, saints of God, Jesus is coming back. You see the things that are happening? 52 tornadoes in one day or one week in Oklahoma. I think that's how much it was. 52! That's a whole lot. It's not two. It's 52. Then I would be looking up. For all these things are happening. He said, look up. Friends, if you are here tonight, look, the Holy Ghost is here right now. The Bible said, I believe in Romans chapter 8, is it on verse 9? The latter part of verse 9. It says, if you do not have the Spirit of God, you are none of his. We need to receive the Holy Ghost. He said, for as many that have baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. If you need to be baptized tonight in Jesus' name, don't leave here tonight without that. You can walk through these doors tonight. You don't know if you're even going to come back in this building. We don't know our destiny right now when we walk through these doors. Anything can happen to us. We can walk out there and something hit us. Some stray bullet. Some car. Just fall down. We have the chance now to do it. And I'm sure you have heard this over and over again. If you have not done this yet, let it be tonight. Let it be tonight. Praise God. Let it be tonight. And the preacher is going to come. He's going to come. But you know what? God loves us. He said it's not his will for any of us to perish, but all should come to repentance. That's what he wants. He wants to see people get saved. You know something? Every time I think about this scripture, narrow is the way that leads to life. Broad. Every time I think about broad, that means many people going on that broad way. You know what? Tonight, let's look for the narrow. Let's travel. You see that narrow way? There's no U-turn. It's a one-way road. Let's take that one-way road. That broad way, you can spin around if you want. But let's choose tonight the narrow. There's only one way down. It's not a two-way road. It's a one-way. And at the end of that road, there is a prize for you. There is a prize for you. There's a crown waiting for you. Saints of God, friends, we need the Holy Ghost. I never believed in the Holy Ghost until I received it. And when I received it, my life was totally changed. From the night I received it, that was it for me. No turning back. Of course, temptation come. But you know what? I trust God, and God helped me to reach this far. I didn't do it on my own. God helped me to reach here. And I'm still praying and asking him to help me to continue. Don't ever let me look back, God. Let me keep looking forward. There's only one life, and that life is in Christ. There's no life out of Christ. Tonight, you need that life. If you don't have Christ tonight, you don't have life. If you receive Christ tonight, and you have Christ tonight, then you have life. Everlasting, I mean. Not for a moment, but forever. Saints, God is coming back. Friends, God is coming back. You might hear this from your eyes or at your knees, so to speak. But you know what? He's coming back. I don't care if I heard from I was a little girl. But you know what? He's coming back. He's coming back. He said so in his word. And it's true. He's coming back. Praise God. He's coming back, saints. He's coming back. And he's coming back for a glorious church. Without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back. He's coming back. And I'm going to be ready. I am going to be ready. Because he's not leaving me here. I told him that at the altar. He's not leaving me. I'm going. I am going. Not even my husband or my children going to stop me. I am going. I must work out my own salvation. I am going. I am going. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't God good? God is good. And all the time. And that's his nature. Wow. We learn, you know where we learned that? We learned that in Kenya, in a children's prison. These children, they were like 8 to 16 years old. They were used by adults. And they were put in prison, some for prostitution, some for drugs, and other things. And we went there to have, to feed them, and to have a little church with them, service. And 35 of those kids received the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. But when I got up there first, and I would say, God is good, and they said, all the time, and I said, all the time, they said, God is good, and that's his nature. Wow. I said, that was so cute, you know. And I think, it's really God's nature to be good. It's really his nature to be good. So when they say, and that's his nature, and they make it, wow! That's his nature. Praise God. That's the God we serve tonight. He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace tonight. He's the everlasting Father. Are you glad you know him tonight? Are you glad you know him tonight? Are you glad you know this Jesus tonight? Let's call him by his name. Jesus! Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. We love you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise God.